Tell us, what are some of the inputs in figuring out whether to go mobile and how to do it for GSA?
Well, this morning you heard Administrator Martha Johnson talk about our move back into our headquarters building in about 14 or 15 months. One of the key principles of that move is we're going to be using that building to put many more people in than we had previously. So technology is a big part of our ability to telework, to be mobile, to work in open collaborative spaces, and to hotel, so to use whatever space is available that day for your work and for your teaming assignments. So a big part of what we're working on is the business case, not just as the return on IT investments, but the return for the business, the return for the mission on the IT investments. So we look at it much more broadly than just the project ROI. It's really the agency ROI.
So it sounds like you've got a case of big-time musical chairs going on there.
We do. We'll have about twice as many people in the building as actual seats, and that's actually very workable based on normal traffic patterns, people out for business meetings elsewhere, people out for annual leave, people on travel, and then add in hoteling and teleworking, and it's very doable.
So that means we might be able to find a parking space on G Street Northwest at some time. Well, that's good. And part of all this is GSA having moved its email off of the standard way into the cloud. You were one of the early agencies to do that. Give us an update today on how that whole project stands.
Well, as of June, all GSA users were in the cloud with their email, so that's been going well for a few months now. We still have some a tail of work left to do, moving archives over, shutting down servers. We still have a couple hundred servers that we're in the process of shutting down, but we're now in the process of doing the administrative back office work. But to the end users, Google is up and running, and we're live in the cloud.
Now, I have a Gmail account, and there's about 20,000 messages in there going back 4 or 5 years. It's very hard to clean them out on my. You can't do it the way you can in Microsoft Outlook. It doesn't work that way. Are you worried about this gigantic buildup of crud of millions and millions of emails over the years?
I'm not sure that's unique to any email system. We all suffer from email overload. It's a different system than we had been using. I think people may still be going through some adjustment and learning curve, but I think there's tools in there. And with it being in the cloud, it will continue to improve, and we will continue to always have the latest and greatest features, so we won't have to lag behind as we wait to update our own client software. So there's a lot of benefits of being in the cloud.
Now, these cloud applications like Mail and some of the document things that you can do with Google and other competitors, they don't care what device you're accessing it on. So are GSA employees increasingly allowed to use some of the non-traditional, rapidly becoming traditional, but the smartphones and the tablets and so forth?
Yes, that's a big part of our whole case for mobility, is any device, anytime, anywhere, or A3 as we've been calling it. And with our move to the cloud-based email, we are allowing two-factor secure authentication access from any device to your cloud-based email. So whether you're using a home computer or a personal tablet or a GSA-issued smartphone or some other variety of other modern device, you can get to your critical mail and attachments and documents.
We're speaking with Casey Coleman. She's the CIO of the General Services Administration. And now that you've got the cloud mail mostly done and you're sort of in limbo building-wise, what are your top three priorities, let's say, for 2012 for GSA IT as the CIO?
Well, we've already talked about the top priority. That's the preparations for our move back into our headquarters building in early 2013. That's number one. That must work. Our next priority is really another foray into the cloud. That's the rollout of an enterprise version of Salesforce.com. We are already using Salesforce in various program areas within GSA, and we have now signed an enterprise agreement with Salesforce for the use of their customer relationship management module. You heard our administrator talking about our work with clients and GSA being very client-focused. That's a key enabler for that. The other features it will give us is social collaboration, the ability to work better, even though more virtual, with their Chatter product, and Force.com as a way to clean up our old administrative applications. That's priority number two. The third one really has to do with looking at our business systems, our business portfolio, and looking for ways to economize and gain efficiencies in a tough budget climate.
Yeah, the budget climate pretty much overlays almost everything, doesn't it?
It does.
Now, getting back to the building, when people move in, start to move back in, a year and a few months from now, what will they see? I mean, I remember the old building, traditional federal building, long hallways lined with oak doors and a fluorescent light up the middle. What will they
cables
see?
Cables along the walls.
Yeah, that's right. Successive generations of wiring. What will they see when they move back in?
If you've been to our temporary space at 1 Constitution Square, that will give you an inkling of what the new space will look like. It's open, it's airy, it has modular furniture that can easily be configured and reconfigured and moved around as people's work teams assemble and dissemble. It will have a lot of sunshine. It will not have offices along the walls. The offices, if there are any standing offices, will be in the core, and the sunshine and the light will be for the hallways and for people, for everyone to enjoy and to benefit from.
So this is a pretty thorough gutting job.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, a complete renovation.
And how about the administrator's office? That's in a historic space in the federal government. That's going to stay the same?
There's a lot to the building that is under historical preservation rules. I believe the administrator's office is part of that. So some parts of the building will retain that historic look and feel, which is very important for continuity and for the integrity of the building.
But really good Wi-Fi everywhere?
Absolutely. Both for the employees and users of the GSA network and also for guests who are visiting on business.